this unit you're facing, you know, could you just start with their front and, you know, go on to the back end with the guys like Barry back there, and then they got Houston on the linebacker core and Poe up front.
Yeah, up front they're very good. I mean, you know most of the names. You know, Tom Ba'ali has always been a great rusher. D Ford's coming on strong. I think he was leading the league in sacks when before he was hurt. Expect him to be back too, and everyone saw what Houston did last week and what he's done really his whole career. So they got the edge rushers. They're very good inside. Haven't played them for a while, but you know, Poe is as good of a nose guard there is. We'll see how he is health-wise. Derek Johnson, you know, this guy I went to school with, so I've known him pretty well. He's been around for a long time, and he's always been one of the better linebackers in the league to me. So, and then on the back end, you know, everyone knows Eric Berry. Other safety's good too. It's the first time I've seen Marcus Peters, and he's as good as advertised. So we definitely have a huge challenge ahead of us.
What would be some of the keys for you all, some of the things you all are doing well that you, I'm sure, would like to maintain?
Well, you know, anytime you go against a team that can rush the quarterback like they do and who gets turnovers, you know, you have to try your hardest to not make it a one-dimensional game. You got to stay balanced. You got to make them defend the whole field, and you got to be careful with that ball. Their numbers don't jump off the screen in terms of yards and stuff, but what does is that they don't allow people to get in the end zone, and they get the football, whether it's interceptions or fumbles. And I think that's not a coincidence why they've won 17 out of the last 20. They're a real tough team.
Kyle, don't you feel like you guys have done a pretty solid job of neutralizing some of these pass rushers, though, throughout this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's your goal each week. So, you know, you always try to do that. You know, we've played some teams with some good pass rushers, but even the ones that aren't obvious pass rushers, if you don't stay balanced, anybody's going to get after you. Everyone can rush the quarterback in this league, and when you are deep like they are, it's tough to tire them out. So you can't ever fall asleep on them. They can change the game fast, and when they do, they find a way to turn that ball over too. So you got to be on your game versus these guys.
As I recall, late in the preseason, there was a lot of talk here about depth at wide receiver, and yet when Taylor Gabriel became available the week before the season, you jumped. What did you remember from your time at Cleveland that made him attractive to you?
I mean, he's just a really good receiver. You know, we got Taylor in a tryout camp in Cleveland, and I don't remember exactly, but I want to say he was our second leading receiver. I don't know if that's exactly right, but, I mean, he helped us a lot. You know, Josh Gordon was suspended most of the year, except for, like, the last four games. So we relied on him and Hawkins and Miles Austin and a ton. So, you know, Taylor's a smaller guy, so a lot of people look past his height. But he can run every route. He's fearless. He's not scared of anything. He's a good blocker, and obviously he can do screens and stuff like that too. So anytime you have a receiver who can run the whole route tree, you can use him in a lot of different spots.
When you see that he's available, how quickly did you – was there a campaign involved? Did you start campaigning?
No, I didn't have to. I think, you know, Taylor's the guy I was hoping that, you know, when you see a team get a lot of receivers, you always think, all right, maybe they're going to let go of some of the guys they have. So he was a guy that I was really hoping they would do for a while. And as soon as he did, you know, our personnel guys and Thomas and his whole crew, I didn't have to sell anything. They loved what they saw on tape too. So we were all on the same page, and I was pumped they felt that way. And I think it was a pretty easy decision for us.
What dimensions does he add to this multifaceted offense?
Well, first of all, speed. You know, I think that's something that, you know, we struggled with a little bit last year. I think the more speed you can get out there, the better. The more it scares people to double Julio. It allows us to do our play-action game. And, you know, the speed element doesn't always show up in catches. But when you got guys who can blow the top off, it opens up the field. It gives them more space for other people to do their job. And when you get that space, other people can make plays. And when they don't respect that speed, then that guy gets touchdowns. So it really makes things easier, clears stuff up for the quarterback. And, you know, so you're always trying to get speed out there. The problem is a lot of speed guys can't do other stuff. And so when you got a guy who can run but also can break down, who can cut, who can catch the ball, and who's not scared to block, then he can stay out there more. And that's what Taylor allows you to do.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Coach, after everybody talking about running no huddle and speeding up and stuff, Lewis Riddick suggested y'all might want to slow down to get more time in possession and help the defense out more. How ironic is that? And Coach Quinn's already said that that's not part of the operation.
I think the best thing in keeping the defense off the field is moving the ball and getting first down. So you can slow down and go slow and run the ball, but if you go three and out, you're still giving it back pretty fast. So whatever the best way is to be successful, which is moving the chains and going on the whole drive, that's usually what I feel is the best way to keep the ball. There's been times where you're moving it, going fast, and then you try to slow it down and you go three and out real quick, and you're like, that definitely didn't work. So the main thing is being successful, and that's staying on the field, moving the chains, and there's lots of different ways to do it, and there's never just one way, and that changes every week and usually changes every quarter.
When you look at the points that you guys have put up, do you look at it as, hey, you know what, we've had some great success, or do you look at it and say, hey, we put up those points and we still miss some opportunities? How do you view it? How do you look at it?
I don't know. It's kind of a, I don't really look at it until after the season. You know, it's each week. I mean, it's so, what have you done good? What have you done for me lately? So every Monday it's, man, we have 0 points right now. How are we going to get seven? How are we going to score on that first drive? I mean, you're always pressing and trying to figure out how to get as much points as you can to win the game. It's, you never sit back and relax and, really feel good about much. I think that's just the life of coaching the NFL. It's, once you score a lot of points, you can feel good that week. And if you feel real good about yourself and you don't do good next week, your life's going to change drastically. So I've been in it long enough to never feel too comfortable. We go at it each week, and I've always felt that only one team, one coaching staff, one group of players is happy at the end of the season, and that's the team that wins the Super Bowl. So that doesn't sound like a very happy life, but that's what we go for, and hopefully someday we can get to that point. But you know, I really haven't sat back and thought about it, so hopefully we can just keep it up.
Your life is no happier now that you guys are doing all this?
We're one ahead of where we were at last year. I think last year we were 6-4. I think we're 7-4 now, and I think it was good to get over that hump last week. But now you don't feel good until you get in those playoffs. And once you get in those playoffs, you don't feel good because you want to win that game. So it's always about climbing it. And if once you relax in this league, usually good things don't happen. You got to keep your thumb on everything, and you got to work very hard, and you got to also have some luck as it goes too. But it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy, but we always say it's worth it, and we do enjoy it. We enjoy the camaraderie. We enjoy going at it each week, and it is a challenge and keeps us all on our toes, but it's who we are as people, and it's just the life we live.